Time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the U.S. Open.
And
see, Mike, it's so funny. You're laughing because you don't know anything about the cut line in golf.
All I know is he's in 101st place.
Guess what?
Unless the cut line is 80, he's in trouble.
No, see, you don't know what the the cut line. It has nothing to do with 80. It has to do with the score. And
okay.
And right
well,
now, right,
I don't care what your score is.
Listen,
101st is 101st.
Mike, don't be ignorant here. Listen to me here.
Ignorant?
Yes, because
I know is you'll be starving this weekend.
No. Guess what the cut line is going to be at right now?
120th.
Plus eight.
So plus eight means they're going to have 70 people make the cut.
It could be more. If it would say
that's
70.
That's a joke.
It would say 70. That's what it is.
Whatever.
Right now.
He won't make the cut. I'm convinced. He'll shoot another 76 or something today, and he'll be 18 over at the end of today's round, and he'll be going back on his dinghy.
See, that's where you're wrong, because the leaders of the tournament are only at minus one.
Oh, he's good. 101st.
So he's only basically with three more rounds to go, only eight back. So if you know anything about
three more rounds if he plays after today.
I when my text
care
to
care to raise your wager?
No, I think
let's raise it.
I don't
let's
have to.
Let's go now. Let's
Mike,
double it. So
Mike, see,
you
no,
lose your pizza and I get a pizza.
No, here's what we're going to do.
After
today's round, I'm going to call you. And I'm going to say, Mike, I'm coming.
You
to
were New- right, Mike.
I'm going to come to New Jersey on Saturday, and guess what? I expect you to ferry me a sub sandwich and a pizza because I've got to be in New Jersey.
I don't
for
have to worry
hours.
About that. No, no worries at all.
Just be prepared for that text.
No worries at all.
Be prepared for that text at 9
he
o'clock.
He has as much chance as winning this as Hillary Clinton had winning the election.
Who did I say about winning it? Did I say he was going to win it?
I didn't say win. I said make
no.
the cut.
No, you just said he has got about as much chance.
Okay, I'll reiterate. Yeah. He has as much chance as making this cut as Hillary Clinton had of beating Donald Trump.
Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Don't worry, Marshall. I'll bring you Egg McMuffin. I don't want to see you starve.
No. I can't eat Egg McMuffins.
A sausage McMuffin. We'll get rid of the egg.
I can't eat sausage McMuffins.
Tiger be in his dinghy this weekend with his good Irish friend, Perk Osette.
Okay. All right. So anyways, that's that. Hey, a great article today. I want to credit the right paper. The Boston Herald. It's not even halfway point of the season, but the Yankees-Red Sox race could be one of the best Yankee-Red Sox races ever.
It don't matter what the race is. It matters who holds the trophy over their head in December.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is the interest is going to really it just has a chance to be a special summer for both these teams to get to see who is going to be the champion of the AL East because they've got a lot of games left to play against one another.
Yeah.
I can say for the first time, this Red Sox Yankee rivalry, which for years has been going on and has not been very good, is finally.
Well, the Yankees sucked for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But now it's finally kind of good again. So, so the Yankees won last night, and what else?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the Yankee game. I put it on just in time to watch Baba Louie drop a foul ball.
Uh-huh.
Nice high foul pop, gets underneath it. Boop. Drops the ball.
But they won. They won. They won. The Yankees win.
They beat Tampa Bay.
Yankees win.
Well, don't worry. I'll have a guy in here playing the trumpet Monday when Tiger Woods is on his dinghy.
I would think that would... If you can get a guy at your house in the morning playing the trumpet, I will love it.
I'll call Sam the Bugler up.
I love it. I like to crush people with some fun on the air, and if someone can crush me back with a unique thing, I'll love every second of it.
101st.
All right. Hey, speaking about 101st, the Mets lost to the Diamondbacks, right?
Is that their 101st loss already?
I don't know.
They stink. Hey, Houston, 8 in a row. They're back. They're back and better than ever. 45 wins. Watching Major League Baseball Network last night. regardless of what the Red Sox and the Yankees are doing, they all say Houston's the team to beat.
Oh, Houston is the team to beat. You
and
said,
the National League, oof, what a bunch of garbage.
But you said that right, and you said that right from the beginning, and I agree with you 100%.
Houston, all they did was make themselves better.
Yeah, Houston is the team to beat. And the only way either the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Mariners have a chance to beat Houston is to somehow get home advantage. And I don't know if that's going to happen because I think Houston's going to remain.
That's not really going to help much because Houston is 5 games over .500 at home and 15 over .500 on the road.
Yeah, but still, it home field advantage in the playoffs helps. But I still think Houston's going to be on one of those dramatic rolls for the rest of the season if they stay healthy.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
Very deep, real good team. They'll make a couple minor moves, pick up themselves a relief pitcher, and they'll be on their way again.
But the only chance any team has to beat them if they can have the home field advantage. That's the only chance because you cannot beat Houston at their place in the playoffs. You just can't.
They're good everywhere in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, where else do we want to go in sports?
We can hit another story that you started the other day, that poor boy, Kellen Winslow Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned that he got picked up on burglary charges.
Yeah, multiple sex crimes now. Yeah.
You could add rape and kidnapping to that.
Unbelievable.
Just another upstanding citizen that played in the NFL.
It's just horrible. It's just horrible.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I hope he goes to jail for 20 years. I really do.
The NFL just can't get away from it. They just can't get away from it.
Nope.
No, it's absolutely staggering. And you can look at all other sports. You can look at Major League Baseball, which
has... You can look at anything.
But this is not a racial thing at all. You look at Major League Baseball, which has...
The mindset of the NFL.
Which has black players, Spanish players, Puerto Rico. I mean, it's the NFL is the thug league. It's just unbelievable.
It's garbage.
It's unbelievable.
Anybody that supports the NFL because of people like this should have their head examined.
It's unbelievable. It's a sad tale, and they claim they try to police themselves, but you know what? They don't. They don't.
That's not policing themselves. That's called the inmates running the asylum.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right. They don't police themselves at all. It's sad. It's a shame. Well, anyways, we have any racing that you want to talk about this weekend?
Oh yeah, big weekend at Churchill. Second biggest weekend except for the Kentucky Derby weekend. Look forward to this weekend. It's a late starting card. It's a 6 o'clock card tomorrow night, so you can sit home and watch it on your big screen. It's going to be good racing. Just fund your accounts and let it fly. Starting with the sixth race tomorrow, it's the Grade Two Wise Dan. This is the problem I have with racing. Wise Dan was a premium miler on the turf. The distance of the Wise Dan, 1 mile and 1/16. So, with that being said, last year's winner of the Turf Mile, Breeders' Cup Turf Mile, world approvals in this race, 6-5 morning line. This horse has only been out of the box twice this year. I think at 6 years old, world approvals lost a step or two. Did not look good winning a race at Tampa this year. Was supposed to go to Dubai after that race. That trip was canceled. Came back and ran the Kilrow Mile at Santa Anita at 4-5, less than 4-5. Ran miserable there, ran 5th out of 8. I think world approval is an awful favorite tomorrow in this race. Two horses I'm looking at, one is the 2-horse Shining Copper. There's a couple of speed horses in here, but this horse is the speed of the speed and could hang around to make an exacta. My top pick is going to be the one, Divisadario. Came off the shelf at a weak race at Monmouth, a Grade 2. Ran 2nd in that race. Had everything to do in that race. Didn't have a good pace in it. Divisadario's going to have the pace tomorrow. And I really like Divisadario in the 6th race tomorrow, Churchill. So I'm going to use one of the speed, Shining Copper, and make a win bet on Divisadario in a 6th at Churchill tomorrow. From there we go to the 7th race, the Grade 2 Fleur de Lis. 7 fillies and mares line up here. 2 horses I'm looking at. One is the 3-horse, Blue Prize. This horse has 3 starts at Churchill with the win in 2 seconds. Has some tactical speed. Can lay close to the pace. Can make a close. Very dimensional horse, which should make some noise in here. And I think that would be my top pick in the race. Two horses I'm going to use underneath. One is going to be Furiously Kissed. This horse is an in-and-outer, has two wins at Churchill out of three lifetime wins. Will be double digits, can throw any exacta to beef it up. But my main exacta play is going to be the five horse Song of Spring, trained by Neil Howard. This horse runs good everywhere. Ran in that quagmire on Preakness Day down at Pimlico, got a win there. Ran in the double dog there, ran third at Keeneland, ran very good at the fairgrounds this winter. So Blue Prize, the three, is going to be my top pick in the seventh. The five, Song of Spring, is going to wrap that one up for me. Brings it to the big race of the night, the Stephen Foster Grade 1, $500,000 purse, 9 lineup for this race. There's a fair amount of speed in here. Backyard Heaven, the 6-5 favorite, is going to be speed. The 4, Uncle Mojo's got some more speed, so that Chad Brown and Todd Pletcher runner is going to go out. Don't know what to expect from looking at Lee. In a shocker, Breeders' Cup weekend, this horse sat near the pace and got a race under his belt. Irish War Cry is another horse that's just going to enhance the pace and fold up into this race. The more I looked at this race, the more I liked the one-eye horse, Patch. Like I said, Pletcher has the speed horse, Uncle Mojo, to run with Backyard Heaven. And Patch, as he did at Belmont, coming off the shelf this year, after not running since last August, got the job done in an overnight allowance race. This horse by Union Rags out of AP Indy is definitely going to be a benefactor of the early pace. And I think Patch picks up the pieces, and if he's anywhere near 10-1, you can cash a very, very nice mutual ticket here. So I'm going with one play in the Foster. That's the two-horse Patch. After that is the Regret. I may regret my pick because I'm going with a pretty horse out on a limb here. My top pick here is going to be Secret Message. Secret Message ran on that bog of a turf course at Pimlico Preakness weekend. I've never seen a track variant this high in my life. The lower the number, the faster the track. This horse ran second on a track that got a 93 track variant. That's like running in a sponge in the mud. This horse, if he comes out of that race okay, I think will run pretty good. The 12-1 morning line with Ortiz is going to be the play here for me. Two horses I'm going to use underneath is the 8, Beyond Blame, trained by Brad Cox, and the 13 horse, Stavi, trained by Larry Jones. Both of these horses coming off some decent races at both Churchill Downs and the fairgrounds. But my top pick in the Regret, which goes off at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, will be the 9 horse, Secret Message. So like I said, nice races this weekend at Churchill Downs, evening card, sit in your backyard, light up a cigar, have a corn on a cob, and watch some decent racing.
And that's all right there for you.
And I'll be eating Marshall's pizza, folks.
I don't know. I've got a feeling that. What's that? What's that? That's Tiger. That's Tiger. And he's growling because he made the cut.
That sounds like Hillary Clinton burping.
Goodbye, you bozo.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. I'm Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.